time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has asked Donald Trump for talks, and Trump has agreed to meet him, according to South Korea's national security advisor in a statement issued at the White House Thursday evening.
Just hours after the president unexpectedly popped into the press room to say there would be a surprise announcement on North Korea, South Korea's national security advisor walked outside the White House to announce that North Korea's Kim Jong-un invited President Trump to nuclear negotiations, and the president has accepted.
President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization.
NBC's Hallie Jackson was there for that moment and joins us live from the White House. Hallie, how did this come about?
Quickly, and as a surprise to a lot of folks, even inside the West Wing, Chris. So let me sort of take you through the evening, and then we can get into the policy implications of this, because the policy implications are real. And as you mentioned, we have now learned that the White House, the president, has accepted this invitation to meet Kim Jong-un. President Trump, you said in the briefing room, which may be generous, it was like half a shoulder and a half a head as he popped his head in, to say that there was going to be an announcement on a big subject tonight. The president has never done this. I've been covering this administration since moment one, have never seen the president come out into the briefing room door like that. He clearly wanted to talk. He clearly wanted to share some information with the reporters. That set off what was roughly a 90-minute scramble by staffers who were huddling inside the West Wing to figure out who was going to be present at this briefing by the South Korean National Security Advisor, as you ultimately saw, where it would happen. Presumably, they knew what would be said, at least at that point. NBC News quickly confirmed that there was a letter that Kim Jong-un wrote to President Trump, a letter delivered via the South Koreans to the president. And we now know that presumably that letter indicated a desire to meet with Donald Trump. The White House is going to make that happen. As this announcement was happening from the National Security Advisor, you had a number of aides who were standing outside when the South Korean advisor said that the president would be meeting in May. We still don't know exactly when, Chris. We still don't know where this is going to happen, and that is really a big question here.
Yep.
And we don't know sort of who knew about this, because I'll tell you what, in Ethiopia this morning, you had, guess who, the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who was specifically asked about negotiations with North Korea and said they were still a long way off. May is not that long off, Chris. We're already, what, first week of March here, you know? So there's that piece of the puzzle. From a policy perspective, this is significant because, remember, you just had that South Korean delegation come back from Pyongyang, that first meeting in roughly 10 years in which they got face-to-face with Kim Jong-un, coming over to debrief, for example, H.R. McMaster and others, including the president and the vice president, about what had happened. And that's where we learned this news, Chris. So I'll tell you what, it's been a roller coaster 3 hours here at the White House, and I expect it is not over just yet.
Tonight, we learned about an official invitation from Kim Jong-un to meet Trump. Wow.
Wow.
This can only mean one thing. Dennis Rodman is going to get the Nobel Peace Prize. We don't know all the details yet, but because North Korea is an economically starved country, the invitation is BYO everything. They had a representative from South Korea actually bring the invitation and make the announcement. So North Korea gave a letter to South Korea, who gave it to the Trump administration. And one thing we do know is that during the talks, North Korea said it would suspend its nuclear tests. So that's progress. They've gone from "we'll blow up Guam" to "we pinky swear not to blow up Guam for a few days." Nobody knows where this will end up. This is all so fresh. But Trump gave us a hint of his vision for the end of 70 years of hostility on the Korean Peninsula when he told a reporter, "Hopefully, you will give me credit." I will happily give you credit. How about bringing peace to your own country first? Here's the craziest part, delivered by the South Korean delegation.
President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization.
We'll finally find out who has a bigger button.
On Thursday, Trump signed an order imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum, but said the U.S. is holding off on tariffs for Mexico and Canada. The tariffs are set at 25% for foreign steel and 10% for foreign aluminum, with the possibility of partners removing tariffs through talks. In remarks, the president stressed the country's need to protect and build steel and aluminum for national security purposes while maintaining, quote, flexibility and cooperation with friends of ours. He also said that the tariffs would protect jobs in America and stop the, quote, desolation of entire communities due to foreign dumping of the metals. Trump claimed that before the tariffs, the U.S. was being treated very badly by other countries, politicians, and presidents. The U.S. economy added 313,000 jobs in February, beating expectations as the unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. As the nation springs forward to daylight savings time this weekend, the Florida legislature has passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would keep Florida on daylight savings time year-round. The bill now heads to the governor's desk. If he signs it, Congress would need to amend existing federal law to allow the change. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.